PG, good afternoon.
Hello and good afternoon.
We spend a lot of time talking to each other these days, may I add?
Yes, we do, don't we? Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I don't know really. You're in for a shock, by the way, because I've got about six questions from London South East bulletin board for you before we start.
All right, well, fire away. Let's get straight on.
Right, so obviously I'm just reading these out. These are genuine questions, and obviously you don't know anything about them. Right, question number one. Metal Tiger has thus far relied on joint ventures for its project division. With the imminent appointment of a technical advisor on the board, the company has the opportunity to reinforce its corporate knowledge of technical mining operations. Is there any appetite or ambition for Metal Tiger to launch a solo mining project in the near future? Bracket 1 to 3 years. Best one.
Ah, right, okay. Now, that's actually quite straightforward to answer. And the answer is yes. But the reality is that at the moment, we are an investing company on AIM, which means that we're restricted in terms of what we can do. We can't, at the moment, operate our own projects. We have to invest in other companies that are effectively operating on our behalf, as it were. Or in a sense, they're operating independently. They're doing the work on the ground. They're handling the work. They're managing the work. They're, in many cases, planning the work. Now, we can have some influence in terms of what goes on because they're spending our money effectively.
Yeah.
So we do have a degree of influence, but we can't actually manage the operations ourselves. Now, there is a way to change that, and that is very simply to change from an investing company to an operating company. That requires shareholder approval, and that is something that we are considering very carefully because it would be quite useful to be able to have more direct operational control of various things within our overall portfolio as it grows and develops. So the answer is yes, we potentially would like to operate our own project. At the moment, we can't do it. But should we get to the point where we think it's an absolute no-brainer, we must proceed with it, then we have to change the status of the company from investing to operating. Now, that actually has some subsidiary benefits because when you're an investing company, the general market ethos sometimes is to try and value you against your net assets, which in our case is an absurdity because we're investing into very large scale projects that can have tremendous value from a commercial perspective. But in terms of a balance sheet value, they tend to be based on what you've spent on them to date, if you capitalize the spend to date. If we converted into operating status, one might expect the market to change its valuation metric, and that can have a really positive impact on your market capitalization and share price. So there's lots of reasons to consider it, and believe you me, we are at the moment.
Right. Question number two. Obviously, like I said, these have been put from shareholders. You
Yes.
promised regular news flow from Botswana, not just you, but Mod too. Since then, it's largely been excused as to why you haven't delivered on this expectation. When will the regular news flow commence, and what do you mean by the word regular? They're good aren't these questions.
Yeah, well, you have to be careful with regular because regular could be once a year. It could be once every 10 years. What you want is news that's frequent and that gives people a proper understanding as to where you are at any point in time, and so that they see the assay data from the rigs that are operating on the ground, three rigs, coming out on a regular basis, being probably every couple of weeks or every few weeks, potentially more depending on the intensity of the assay data flowing through the system and the importance of breaking it down into sensible, digestible chunks. We did promise that there would be more regular news or a better flow of news, and I have to be honest, it hasn't happened. Now, we are to a certain extent reliant upon our partners to provide the news flow to us. So obviously, we've been campaigning on behalf of our shareholders very, very strongly recently to make sure that the news flow does start to improve. And I'm sorry that it hasn't thus far, but we're doing everything that we should be doing to make sure this does happen. And I can promise people that the discussions in the background and what we're actually looking at with the Botswanan project is hugely positive. It hasn't changed in the slightest. It's just that, unfortunately, unless you communicate your message to market and unless you avoid hiding your light under a bushel, to use the biblical phrase, then people don't fully appreciate that things are going well. But they are going well. We're getting huge amounts of local governmental support. The T3 information to date is superb. We're moving ahead with everything as we promised. We just need to get this market communications issue resolved and start to flow the information out to market. Now, people are pegging the Metal Tiger value to a certain extent to the MOD Resources share price and its movements. And of course, that's understandable, but not entirely the correct thing to do, because we've got increasing interest in Spain. We've got the Thai developments that are happening. We've got a much more diverse business with lots of things that can add tremendous value. But at the moment, we have to recognise that people are closely monitoring MOD. The Botswanan project is very significant, and we have to get that flow of news correct. So we're working on it. No excuses. We've got to get better. That's both MOD Resources and, as a result, Metal Tiger have got to improve the news flow.
That leads me on to the next question.
Oh, right.
When will the Botswana Q&A promised be available?
Ah, now that's a great question. We opened up to questions on Botswana. We were inundated with lots of questions on Botswana, many of which crossed over, many of which were in a form that we couldn't really utilise that effectively. So what we've done is a little bit of reordering of the questions. We've eliminated any duplication. We've passed it round various experts, and we will get that out as soon as we can. That exercise we think is really valuable because it helps people to talk about their concerns, their issues and so on, many of which, if not all, we can answer quite simply, really. There have been a few changes in terms of the Australian exchanges, shall we say, reporting controls and restrictions that have made it a little bit difficult to keep a consistent news flow out to market. But we need to explain that, and that's what the Q&A will hopefully do, along with further announcements from MOD that Metal Tiger will replicate or will announce itself to the UK market in due course.
Great stuff. There's only three to go. It says, knowingly what has recently happened in Thailand, the Chatri mine, if a deal is struck with the Thai mine owners, why are you confident of being able to get all permits required to restart the mine and continue exploration?
All payments in the sense of?
It just says there, just to reiterate the question, knowing what has recently happened in Thailand, the Chatri mine, if a deal is struck with the Thai mine owners, why are you confident of being able to get all permits required to restart the mine and continue exploration? So how do you know you're going to take this asset forwards even if you get the mine? I think that's the upshot of it.
Oh, okay. Well, the Kingsgate situation with the Chatri gold mine is a different kettle of fish, to use the British phrase altogether. It's a gold situation, and our focus with our with the two mines northwest of Bangkok is silver, lead, zinc. Completely different method of processing, mainly using benign chemicals. It's in a completely different area. We've got lots and lots of support across the various areas that we need to have support. We've had no pushback, no problems, no difficulties. We're dealing with very commercial, very capable vendors of the project who are going to continue to work with us as we move forward. It's a completely different proposition. You have to understand the local issues to fully appreciate the situation that's happening with the Chantry gold mine and everything around that. And I've got to be sensible and prudent and sensitive in what I say about this, but you have to understand the local issues. From our own business perspective, if we look at our interests and if we look at the regulation and all of the various laws and everything that impacts upon what we want to do in Thailand, then we are fine and we're pushing ahead. Now, the one thing that needs to be said is that when you're dealing in a country such as Thailand, you have to respect the Thai people, you have to respect the Thai administration, and you have to respect and understand that these are Thai resources and they're primarily and quite rightly for the benefit of the Thai people. And if you lose that focus, then really you're going to find it difficult to operate in Thailand. But if you have a very, very strongly focused Thai operation, which we do, then there's absolutely nothing wrong with international firms engaging and doing business in Thailand. You see it all over the place. There are firms aplenty in all sorts of industries doing well, contributing to the Thai economy, making some money for themselves in the process. And the opportunity is so great that you don't have to steal and plunder. You just have to make a sensible return. And with the opportunity so great, that return is very material and significant in the context of your own company. So we're fine. We're moving ahead. We're obviously in, as people can see from previous RNS, quite late stage discussions, and I can't be any more specific than that. Well, I probably could be, but I shouldn't. and just watch what happens with this particular set of interests. Don't forget as well, in Thailand, what we're also doing is building quite a dramatic database of information on projects. We're securing applications, license applications over areas that are prospective, that we identify are of interest. And we're building one of the biggest focused Thai operations that there is in the resources space. And very few others are really focused. Nobody is focused in the same way we are. And if we're right that this is a country where you can do business, and this is a country that will begin to open up and further increase the engagement with foreign direct investment, then this is a huge positive for Metal Tiger and for all of our team in Thailand. We're convinced, we're focused, we're there all the time doing business, meeting people, and we're making tremendous progress.
In previous Q&A sessions, Paul, you spoke about having an exit strategy in place for all shareholders to have their value realized in their investments. Are you able to elaborate on that comment by stating any details of such exit strategy?
Well, we've got to dispose of something first, haven't we? And it's got to be for a decent amount of money, because that's the whole point with this business. The first thing we have to do is we have a historic profit and loss account deficit. And under UK company law, you have to extinguish, you have to eliminate that. Now, with the gains that we are making, particularly of late with the asset trading division, there is a great potential for us to extinguish our historic loss situation quite quickly. And once you've done that, that means you can then distribute. Now, looking at some of the interest that we've got, and everyone's focus is on Botswana, this is the type of asset that could attract interest from a variety of sources and has already. Now, if that interest then crystallizes into an offer for that particular part of our business or any other part of the business, and it's substantial, then we would automatically look to distribute some of that windfall to our shareholders. And that distribution doesn't mean we stop as a business. We can carry on with a proportion potentially retained and then can carry on building through the cycle. But we are absolutely convinced that we have to distribute to generate the value that investors need to see from the company. There is no point running through this entire cycle from bottom to top, then back down to the bottom again without getting value out and giving it back to the people that have supported us. Of course, you've got to be a shareholder at the point of crystallisation of value. And that's the key thing. And that, of course, when we start to distribute at some point in the future, then it will only be to shareholders on the register.
This is, like you said, these are not scripted, and obviously you don't know these questions, what you're going to be asked. This is the final one.
Okay.
Before we get on to other business. It says, all the news, optimism, and subtle tipping seems to involve all the companies MTR have stakes in or not MT itself. Do you think this has a detrimental impact on Metal Tiger share price and confidence as people have sold out and put the money into these much talked about companies?
Ah, okay. So has there been some transition across? I think that's a really good point, because I would suggest there probably has been. I don't think it's as big an effect as you might suspect, but let's just say that that's probably the case. Yeah. So have we taken a risk by doing these investments? Well, we had a choice. We've always carried a certain amount of cash at bank, but the recent warrant conversions and the placing that we did recently at 4.5p provided us with a significant war chest. The markets are horribly depressed still in many resource shares. We've been able to put money into about half a dozen companies, most of which people will see through the RNS we've released. For the most part, has been fantastic from a value creation perspective. You only have to look at the Greatland Gold scenario to see that our £150,000 that we invested is now worth, with warrant profits, four times our original investment outlay. So what we've done is taken money that would have been in the bank account, would have been earning precious little return. We've put it into resource companies at the bottom of the market, or so we think. We've generated significant returns already from the investments that we've made. We've dramatically increased our working capital in the process. And it really, really helps us if we continue to do that kind of thing, to be independent from a financing perspective. Now, I've had experience of this before. If you start taking positions at the bottom of the market, as I was doing back in 2008-09, the returns that you can make are quite staggering. And if we make a smidgen of the returns that I made back in 2008-09-10-11, in the next 1 or 2 years, then we'll make a dramatic return and we'll have a dramatic amount of working capital. In essence, what I'm saying is I think it was worth the risk. Now, people may argue and want us to entirely focus everyone's attention on Metal Tiger. But this is a market. Sometimes people are engaged and sometimes they're not. Excuse me, I'm coughing in the background. But what's absolutely important is that we build our working capital quickly and efficiently to make us safe and secure, so people are not paranoid about placings, because that's the last place we want them to be. We always do very sensible placings anyway, but if we can publicly and vociferously build the value of our working capital, then people will start to calm down and start to focus on the project a little bit more and not worry about the financing risk. So in answer to your question, yes, I think there has been a small effect of people transitioning out, but I don't think it's that material. But I think the benefits of doing what we've done are dramatically positive.
Well, the last time I looked, the Willy Wonka golden tickets, I might have my figures wrong. People probably won't know what that means unless they listen to our podcast. But I think you guys, I'm not sure, you maybe had 1 million in, and I think you were up to 3 million on them.
Well, in terms of working capital.
Yeah, there was a substantial.
No, we're around the 4.5 level. We're probably one of the best funded vehicles on the market, and I want that to increase, and I want it to increase using our heads, not just reliant on discounted city funds. I want us to make our own money. Exactly. We've always said that, and we're doing it at the moment, and we want us to make a lot more. So the stuff we're investing in, like your Greatland Gold, your Goldstone Resources, Red Rock Resources, Connemara Mining, Conroy Gold and Natural Resources, all this stuff we think has the potential to go up dramatically, which is why we're putting the company money into it.
Well, I must admit, just my opinion, there's a few companies now watching you guys, the way you've raised funds through warrants, and it's been very sticky. So I think there's a lot to be learned there in the future when you look around the markets and you, the way, obviously, I know you can't give an opinion, but the way other companies have done it, it's they've just killed the share price. It's ridiculous, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they have. But of course, you can get rogered on a regular basis in the market by going and raising discounted money. But it's not what we'll do. And I assume that's why there's so many commentators or certain commentators who are bashing us on a regular basis, because we don't go down their routes of heavily discounted placings, usually accompanied in, well, often accompanied by some rather dubious market practices in the background. So we won't do that. We're focused on looking after our investors and driving the value of the business forward. Botswana is significant. The Thai work is significant. Spain has now come really alive with its significant tungsten opportunity and now gold properly within the portfolio. And we've got a variety of other things as well. It's all going great guns. And blimey, if I look at the screen now, mid-price Metal Tiger 3.55 falling for a while. Over the last few weeks or so, you'd think we were in a dire crisis. Well, folks, we're not. Quite the opposite. And if it takes another run of a dozen RNSs before people realise we're strong and pushing forward, then so be it. We'll release the RNSs and we'll make people realise that this is just growing and getting stronger by the week.
Well, to be honest, obviously, we're friends, and I've followed the company for quite a long time. And I've seen the transformation from back in the day, when you know, you and Cameron and all that, when you were below a penny. But just before we move on, I've got to thank Adrian, ShareTrader7 on Twitter. He got them questions together for us from the board.
So, yeah, thank you, Adrian. Yes. There's a couple of crackers in there, because it hits right at the heart of what we're thinking about as a business. We are we've got to reset people's focus on the projects. The projects are starting to grow into very, very significant commercial opportunities, and we've really got to get people enthused and focused on them again. The slight slowdown of news flow from MOD and the stagnation and fall of their share prices kind of hurt us, really. And we now need to let people know that, first of all, Botswana is absolutely fine and moving forward, and then that the rest of the business is moving forward just as much, if not faster. And people, if they hold on and they let us go through this process and build this business, I hope that they will be hugely pleased at the valuation at the end.
Well, I wanted to pick up on the Spain corporate update today. The expression of your interest. Last time I was in London, I met Cameron Parry and Alex. I can't pronounce his second name, actually. Alexander Mikhailov.
Oh, yes, our joint venture partner in Spain. You interviewed them as well.
Yeah, and we were talking about the tungsten grade there and everything. And I'm just looking at your RNS today, and I can't see anything wrong with that. It's all positive.
No, it's absolutely fine. I mean, the market movements, which is what you're referring to, are just how the market works. It pulls and pulls back. After a big run, it does tend to pull back and pull back and pull back. Certain kind of death by a thousand cuts. And the problem is people become disillusioned. They lose the focus. They begin, you know, they see other opportunities moving up, and they sell the shares, and the market restores its position with people's justifiable in some cases, but understandable at least, impatience with the situation, gets the stock back in, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, these share prices suddenly move up again, and you're back off and running. So as long as we keep the flow out to market, and we increase our discipline with the likes of Botswana news flow, and we increase the flow of news generally across the business, because it isn't going to slow down, it's going to increase, then we should be fine. Spain is a cracking case in point. The tungsten data from 15 was fabulous. The information that we've got about the potential opportunity there is superb. We need to do some deeper holes and we need to get some information as to how far down the tungsten goes, but it's near surface, so it's a great starter for 10. The gold opportunities, we had a good look at the due diligence drilling. You know, people are not going to jump up and down in difficult market conditions unless you announce that you've drilled below the surface and found a gold mine staffed by Oompa Loompas making, you know, 100,000 ounces a year at 100 quid an ounce. That's just the nature of the beast, but this is a good project with good potential. Our CP has been all over it. You know, internally within the company, we've been all over it. It's a great opportunity, adds to our Spanish business, and it makes Spain a standalone significant opportunity for us. But it's only one of the things within our portfolio, of course.
You've also, your other RNS today, your general meeting updates. I see everything was passed. From your shareholders?
Oh, yes. No, we're grateful. We're grateful for that, because what that enables us to do, it gives us a small amount of additional firepower for us to do certain commercial deals, shall we say, if we wish to do them, in terms of using equity rather than cash as part of a deal, and also that includes deferred equity, not necessarily equity awarded today. If there's a deal that has equity down the line, then you actually have to have the capacity now to issue it, even though you might not issue it in the next, say, in the next X number of months. It might be much further down the line. You still need to have the capacity in place. So we've got more flexibility. We might not actually use it, but we may well do. We certainly don't need to do the discounted placings, just in case any complete numpty mentions that on the discussion board. That's not what we do. But the equity isn't for that purpose, as per the resolutions at the general meeting. But the second element was to enable us to award the options to staff members, directors included as well, but directors, staff, management options, and key partner options that we announced to market a few months ago. We brought that forward just in case we wanted to protect ourselves against anything that might have happened, in terms of in the period between now and the AGM, because we are potentially at risk. The size and nature of Botswana makes you a target. The work that we're doing across the portfolio makes us a target, and we wanted to lock those options down quickly and make sure that if we did get a takeover offer for the business, then those options would crystallise immediately for people rather than them having to serve full year's notice. And we're going to wrap the options in a tax-efficient package as well, which is all part of the GM. So thank you to everyone who supported that. I believe it went through, obviously people, it's gone through people's minds what our strategy and what our rationale is, but I can assure people it was just a straightforward commercial decision-making process. We just had to do this. We had to give ourselves the firepower. We had to protect the interests of the people who are key to the business with the options, and we're grateful shareholders backed it.
Just to finish off on that one, you've got a show coming up, I think it's the 20th in June.
Yes, we've got the on the 21st of June. It's a more focused on Greatland and on Red Rock Resources, but we're also participating to a degree as well. So the Metal Tiger people will be there. So if people want to come and meet the directors, then the 21st of June is available to that. We will. We've got a few different things happening actually in the foreseeable future. So we, for example, we are going to bring, as we brought the Botswanan team to London, we are going to bring the Thai team to London very soon. So we'll have the chaps from Thailand coming over to the UK, so people can actually see the people who are involved with our Thailand investing activities.
That was leading me on to the Gretland Golds GGP.
Yeah.
You appointed a new director on the 27th of May.
Yes.
Davis Headley.
Yeah, Gervais. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you did the director share purchase as well.
Yes.
By the way, I'm trying to push you here because I want an interview with you and Gervais. That's what I'm at with JGP. Will you lighten up here?
No, well, I can't. I'm a bit stuck on Greatland because people know, of course, what's happening with regard to Bromus now. So I can be a little bit more relaxed from that perspective, and that enabled us then to obviously make the appointment of Gervais, and he got himself a bit of stock in the market, and I topped up, to use the market phrase. Yeah. We've got to move on with various things within the business. We have an ongoing review. We want to build Greatland in a very, very rapid way with some superb assets. And actually, within the mix, Bromus in particular, people need to have a look at Bromus on the greatlandgold.com website. That's a very interesting project. Look at the soils and look at the work that's been done. And it's all outlined there, and I shouldn't really say too much, but we've got four targets there. Four drill holes to be drilled. It's going to be interesting, and it's coming, coming up, as we've said, within the RNS. But there's other things as well within the portfolio and externally that may well come into Greatland. If we can build it very, very rapidly and with good quality assets, then that should start to be valued fairly chunkily in the markets. And that's what we want, because we've all got share positions. The whole board have taken, for the board of four, as was, I should say, a significant proportion of their first year's earnings in stock. Significant proportion. Can't remember the exact amount, but it's the majority. And that means that we're aligned with shareholders. We have options. In that company, we've got personal shareholdings. I've got about 85 million shares, along with my wife, who is constantly questioning, of course, what's happening now. To make, and of course, I can't tell her because don't want to give too much away. And
I've met her. She's a nice lady.
Yeah, but when it comes to money,
I've got to say that, you know what I mean, because she listens to this, she'll tell us off.
Likely, yeah.
Exactly. Women.
So she is actually watching all the interviews and listening to all the interviews at the moment, so I probably shouldn't apologise now. But Greatland is a great, great opportunity for us to build from the bottom of the market a really nice resource company, and that's what we're doing.
So Gervais, he'll be popping over as well to London on the 21st, I would imagine.
Gervais is coming over on the 21st, yeah. So he'll be here around as well for people to see, chat to, and so on.
All right, it'd be nice if I could get used to it on a podcast.
You've got Callum there as well. You'll have Andrew Bell there as well. You've got Alex Borelli will be there. You've got the whole team.
Oh, that's great. For Mind Maven, yeah?
It's a Mind Maven event, yeah.
Yeah, for Malcolm, yeah, great. Paul, thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us today. It's much appreciated.
It's a pleasure.
Answering shareholders' questions as well. That's really good, like it is.
No, it's a pleasure. And for the people who are, concerned about market movements and so on, I give you my word that we are entirely focused on building Metal Tiger, and it's not going to stop.
Okay, great stuff. Thanks very much.
Okay, bye-bye.